first case under advisement is case number 9822. It's Leslie Holland. It's a variance from the front yard setback requirement. And he's requesting a 2-foot 4-inch variance. For his, for the platform and the steps. And that was due to the cause of the grading, and she had to go up to 8 blocks high.
We had, we have one other case where Kersey had...
I'm sorry?
We have one other case where Kersey had violated a setback requirement last year. Or at least the case was last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a precast step. Seems to me they could, have built something that would conform.
Mm-hmm.
First off, look how, if you look how the house is set, there is certainly plenty of room to put the dwelling in the setbacks, proper setbacks.
Did take a look at that, and it's pretty substantial grade in the back. I don't know whether that had anything to do with the placement of it or not, but
Jeff, did you look at the steps?
I didn't look at them.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that why she got it like that is because 4 more blocks higher, she had to go 8 to get you width of your step. You're going to go out farther.
Right.
To get that, I'm pretty sure.
But it's, I mean, it's not 8 blocks high in the front of the house. Mm-hmm. I think that's to the rear, but it is. It looks like it's a good 4 course in the front, possibly. Now, I didn't count, but it does. The grate does fall off in the rear, and this is almost, well, it's like a gravel curling drive is like a gravel. It's not even paved. So.
Yeah, I think it's what she said because of the grade of the lot.
I'm not saying that it could have been done differently, and possibly the steps could even be, you know, come out with a landing and then the steps to the side if that's what you all think you.
Right, I was thinking, you know, why.
That could possibly.
Done that way.
Yeah, it'd be done.
And eventually, will she be wanting to put a deck back there and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And what would be the reason they set the house back so far to begin with, so close to the rear property?
Well, I didn't know if...
It appears to be plenty of room that they could have moved the house forward.
All right, look at it.
Forward or rear?
Moved it to the rear.
I took it that it might be because of the grade.
Right. You know,
I didn't walk around back, but you can see just from the curling drive that it falls off pretty good.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm just assuming or speculating that may be the reason why they placed it where they did.
But. The there was a CO issued, so.
Like you said, don't you can turn it to the side?
No.
You guys want to look at it? That's, you know, entirely up to you.
There's other houses there, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look at them.
Okay. No. No, I don't think so.
There's the one reference on the first page is 2 feet 4 inches, but then on the drawing it's got 2.4 feet. Does anybody remember which it was? Did she really know? I mean, it's only an inch or two difference, but
2.4 would cover it.
2.4 would be
sufficient.
5 inches.
It says the survey shows 7.4 feet, so.
Looks like they kept the same apple there, 20
six-tenths of a foot on the drawing. Everything else is intense there, but on the clock, it's 4 inches. Or really would be on the survey, on the survey, 2.4 tenths of an inch.
Okay, if there's any more discussion, or are we ready to vote on it?
Yep.
Okay. If we're ready to vote on it, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, in the case of 9822, I would move that we approve a 2.2-foot 4-inch variance.
I think you got to do 2.4.
2.4-foot variance from the front yard. I believe it will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to afford relief, and it is unique in the aspect of the grade of the lot.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9822 for a 2.4-foot variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Okay,